Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Timothy Goh. Now, Southeast Asia is estimated to be home to around 290 million unbanked and underserved people.
Well, Fitch Ratings expects banking competition to intensify as digital banks enter the market.
And the underbanked, they say, are a large untapped market in that area.
That's right. Just how significant is the role of digital players in tackling issues such as poverty? And what are the challenges in entering such markets?
Well, we're joined now by Osman Faiz, CIO of AMT Digital, to find out more. Osman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel and Timothy, for having me and Money FM. It's great to be here.
It's our absolute pleasure. Okay, so first, to set the scene, tell us a little bit more about the services that AMTD Digital offers before we start to talk about underbanked and underserved.
I think AMTD Digital basically is an integrated digital platform arm of AMTD Group. It's a diversified financial conglomerate, and it is headquartered in Singapore, and it covers essentially four key segments, including digital financial services, digital media marketing, data intelligence, digital connectors ecosystem, and digital investments. Now, proprietary ecosystem, something we call it AMTD SpiderNet, is a one-stop digital platform interconnecting all our business stakeholders together. The aim is to leverage shared connections, resources, and obviously accelerating the growth. Today, probably we have roughly around 100-plus partners who are blue chip companies, tech companies, fintechs, as well as some educational institute, traditional banks, and professional organizations. So our approach here includes invest in strategic acquisition and grow our digital portfolio. So as an example, you know, recently, I mean, in the past, we have acquired PolicyPal, which is a leading fintech in Singapore, specializing in insurtech. So that's what summarizes what AMTD Digital is.
We're talking about here about 290 million unbanked or underserved people here in Southeast Asia alone, according to Fitch Ratings. What kind of role does digital mobile banking play in solving this?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thanks for asking. In Southeast Asia, first I will address look at unbanked first, and then we'll go to underserved. In Southeast Asia, as you rightly said, that the population, half of the population are today unbanked, like in Vietnam, Philippines, and Indonesia, about 69, 65, and 51% are unbanked. This means the people are not included in the mainstream financial system like banks or credit unions like that. So they're not able to access the financial services like payment, savings products, credit, or insurance. So the good news is that in Southeast Asia has a high smartphone penetration rate of almost 70%, which is about 400 million internet users. Just to give an example, 40 million came online for the first time in 2020, which was reported by Bain & Company. So we live in a mobile-first culture where people spend up to almost 8 hours a day online. So to me, this presents a huge market potential for digital banking. So with a digital-savvy young population, mobile digital banking solution to reach this population very quickly and effectively is a clear case. So mobile banking can also help if you look at capture data, and data is gold, we say, like oil used to be in 60s, 70s, and it reflects the financial needs as they grow in income. So more than half are below 30 years old, and then we have one-third below 19 years old. So we can help millions of new customers who are unbanked today to grow together with them through different life stages and events. So it increases the population to be part of the financial system and increase the credit worthiness. That on the part of the unbanked. Now, on the underserved, I would say that with the adoption of technologies like cloud, AI, big data, digital banking can also address to the needs of underserved segment by offering low-cost financial services, which were once out of reach, I would say, to these segments before. Example, including micro and small business, which typically are high-touch. So such services, I would say traditional banks like lending, insurance, or even capital market or wealth management services had challenges, and they are high cost, and servicing takes a lot of time, and they are offered to high-end segments rather than the broader client base. So technology and data are the key, and now that has made possible to make it cheaper and faster. So I would say, example, if you take chatbot, instead of maintaining a huge call center, you can pass the cost savings to the consumer. So that's an example of how this can be automated and digitized and give the benefit to the wider population.
So Osman, I've got a question for you. I mean, before you get mining into this, I guess you could call it digital data gold, as you've mentioned, what are some of the barriers? Because I'm curious, we're talking about how digital banking can help alleviate poverty, but surely a lot of these underbanked and underserved, they don't even have access to a mobile phone. So what are some of the challenges there?
I think one is the growing populations, as I said, the young population coming in Southeast Asia, and having the mobile penetration, it gives us an opportunity. Now, having said that, it is about how quickly you are able to deploy the value add, because a lot of these populations don't have access to credit. And, you know, financial sector, credit is very important if you mm-hmm. want to propel the growth of the economy. And that's where you saw the product like Buy Now, Pay Later has come in the middle of COVID. And these are, I would say, an offshoot that has happened because of some of the challenges are faced by the traditional players, because they have their legacy infrastructure, they have the speed to market issue, high cost. So it doesn't really help them to make it, not that they don't want it, but it's just that it's very complex and it's quite time consuming. So I would say there is an opportunity, and you have seen, right, there has been mm-hmm. quite a number of news across the region on the digital space, but we'll have to observe. And these things have happened in Europe earlier. So it's a wave that is happening across Asia, predominantly in Southeast Asia, as we have seen through some of the reports by Bain.
Osman, what are your thoughts on the increase of the buy now, pay later then as an option to the market?
So there are two sides of the story. Mm-hmm. One is definitely, I think it's an opportunity where people have the affordability to buy things what they need and pay through installment. Essentially, these are interest-free, unlike credit cards with high interest rate. Secondly, I think central bank, and particularly if I talk about Singapore, Monetary Authority of Singapore, is closely watching the size of the pie, how big is the issue. So I don't think in an innovation space, regulators want to stifle this. And I think that they are supportive, but they want to see that somebody is not unduly taking advantage and kind of an arbitrage, because there is no credit bureau, there is no reporting. So your exposure is not measured very well. So you can end up in a situation where somebody has overborrowed, and then, you know, there's a term called TDSR, your total debt service ratio, which the banks monitor that what's your total exposure and how do I make sure that he stays within that threshold, which in this case is not possible. But I don't think it's too early to say, but I would say that in this COVID, this was definitely a breather. The other aspect to this is that, you know, a lot of lending takes place through the loan shark. So instead of loan shark, this is a better choice, I would say.
We're speaking with Osman Faiz, CIOO of AMTD Digital. So, Osman, just rewinding a little bit, and we were talking about the underserved when it comes to banking in the region. Perhaps you can tell us, what's AMTD doing in this area?
So, as I said, that AMTD is a financial services conglomerate, mm-hmm. and we are into anything digitally we provide through our, you know, we call it SpiderNet. And this is a super connector through which we provide seamlessly to our client access to digital services, financial services, even beyond financial services. So we have been actively involved in Singapore, and we, as I said, we have established our headquarters in Singapore for digital, whereas the AMTD Group is based out of Hong Kong. We are expanding that across Southeast Asia, and we are having tie-ups so that we bring in more and more partners into the network to offer these services to. So somebody is a customer of, say, DBS or Procter & Gamble, mm-hmm. and they are coming as a corporate client. Some can come as a retail client. Now, all of them in their life cycle have got different needs, and those needs we want to cater through our one single portal, which is the SpiderNet, through which we will seamlessly connect. There are challenges in terms of how do you manage this SpiderNet in an efficient and stable manner, but there are examples globally how this has worked. It's like a third-party outsourcing governance model, and you have the revenue sharing and partnership, which client doesn't see. So for client, it's a seamless white-label product, which AMTD is providing.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your insights with us this evening, Osman. Osman Faiz, the CIOO of AMTD Digital.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.